Well, good morning. Hey, Ben. How are you? Oh, you can play with those. Do you guys like playing with blocks? What do you guys build when you guys build something? Can you build something for me? You can keep building, even though I just took it apart. I'm sorry. I love to play with blocks. I used to have so many Legos at home that my mom would get really frustrated because they were always on the floor. And my brother and I would build towers and huge houses. What do you guys build? Shops, buildings? Okay, great. Ben, do you build towers? Yeah, okay, cool. I love towers. Everyone needs a good tower. So in our passage today, Paul was writing a letter to his friends in Ephesus, and he used this image of blocks. And he said, believers are being built together. And what they're being built into is a house for the Spirit of God to dwell in. Yeah, so just like this, if we had more blocks, we could build even more walls. Oops, you okay? He's resilient. He's good. So in our passage, you are a block, and Ruthie, you are a block, and Miss Hannah, you're a block, and I'm a block. And when we bring all of these together, we create this place that houses the Spirit of God. And today we're talking about unity. So one of the things about building is that each of these blocks is important. Ben, what do you think would happen if I took out this teal block? It wouldn't be the same building. It might fall over, it might crumble. And so when we aren't united together, we will crumble and fall. And so unity is God's goal. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but let's pray and thank God for our unity. Loving God, thank you for this day. Lord, as we come together to be united in one purpose and one goal, I pray that we're able to preach the good news that through your resurrection, we have new life and we are made new. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.